If you love God, you obey Him. And if you're called according to His purpose, you're not doing your own thing. You're being led.
The Holy Spirit is here to lead God's children into a more abundant life. Join Kelly Copeland Swisher today as she helps us understand how to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit and walk in the fullness of life on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher and I'm filling in for my parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and I'm honored to be with you this week. And we've been digging in the Word, really building some foundation. You know, sometimes the things that you learn from the Word have to start at a foundation and then it can build from there. And we first began to just talk about that God loves us. You know, if you don't believe God loves you, then how can you believe that He has a good life planned for you? But if you believe that He loves you and then you believe that He has a good life for you, then you need to find out that you can be a son or daughter of God and walk with Him in partnership. And that's what we're talking about this week. And I just want you this week to end up thinking, man, my Father loves me. He's got a good life plan for me. And He wants to walk in that close relationship of father and son, that close relationship of father and daughter, and walk in partnership with you. So we've covered our scriptures. You can go to kcm.org and catch up with us if you're just joining us today. But we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday at Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to start with verse 14. You know, God has this great plan. God wants to be your father. God is calling you to be His children. But we are the ones who choose to walk as sons. Because in verse 14 it says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." Or one version says, "are sons of God." So we are the only ones who can determine that we're going to be led. You know, I talked about walking in partnership with God. Have you ever tried to push a wet noodle? You just can't do it. You know, you have to pull it to get it to go anywhere. If someone will not partner with you, you can't lead them anywhere. And if we will not partner with God, He can't lead us. And if He can't lead us, then we cannot be manifested. You know, yes, you can ask Jesus into your heart, go to heaven. But if you will not be led by Him, then His good things that He wanted for you to have cannot be manifested in your life. You know, if we're going to do things our own way and be our own God, yes, though He may live in our heart, if we're not led by the Spirit, we're not led by Him, led by the Word of God, then as Proverbs 1 puts it, we have to eat the fruit of our own way. In other words, if you're going to do things your way, then you have to be satisfied with the fruit of that. So the things that come into your life because you're doing them your way and not God's way, that's what you're stuck with. But praise God, everybody praise God. He has put into place this thing called repentance. And when we repent, we get right back where we can be led by God and listen to Him. And you know, it's a growing process. You know, when you first start out and you're learning to hear from God, learning to hear from Him through His Word, learning to hear from Him through the Holy Spirit inside of you, it's a growing and learning process. But as you the Word says that your senses are exercised by reason of use. As you grow and as you're listening to the Spirit, your senses get more and more in tune with what He's saying. And He's always teaching you when you allow Him to. He'll lead you into even knowing how to listen to Him. Amen. I know that because He did me that way. He taught me that way. So we're picking up here in Romans 8. If you're led by the Spirit, you will be manifested as a child of God, or people are going to begin to see that. It says in verse 15, you know what? I'm going to read this time in the Amplified. Yesterday we read it in the New Living, but I want to read it to you in the Amplified. For the spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear. You're not a slave to sin. You're not in bondage to fear anymore, or you don't have to be if you'll be led by the Spirit. Because the Spirit you have received is not a spirit that puts you in bondage to fear. But you have received the Spirit. What a miracle I'm about to describe to you. The Spirit of adoption. The Spirit producing sonship in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father. Father, He produces, if you let Him and if you'll be led by Him, you will find yourself in this place in your life where you just go, I do this. Father, I have a Father and He loves me. I love the way the Amplified says this, that the Spirit produces sonship. And in the bliss of that, you cry. It's like you can't even help yourself. You just cry, Abba, Father. Now that word Abba is a very intimate form of Father. It's more like Daddy, you know. You know, someone could call a man father and may not be close to that person, may not have a real relationship with that person, but they're their father. But if you call somebody Daddy, you probably have a close relationship with that father. I still call my Daddy, Daddy. He was a great Daddy. Shout out to you, Kenneth Copeland. I love you. You're a great Daddy. And I still call Him that. Why? We have that kind of a relationship. You know, I just have been so blessed with the love and the care that He has shown me. And He was a great representative of the Father God. He always was there for me. He always was an encouragement to me. When I messed up, He didn't. Of course, you know, I might get in trouble or get disciplined, but when I'd mess up, I messed up a car or two or a fender bender. He never made me feel bad. He just said, well, that's all right. We'll get a new one. We'll fix it. It's going to be okay. And I was always so appreciative of that. And that sense of everything is going to be all right is what you get when you're with your Daddy. Well, that's the way the Lord wants you to feel about Him. And in the bliss of that Spirit producing that in your life, the Amplified says, in the middle of that, you cry, Abba, Father. Jesus cried, Abba, Father, in a really hard place in His life. It's like if you've ever called your daddy up and say, Daddy, I need help. Help me. That's what Jesus cried out to His Father, Abba, Father. In the garden when He was in that place but deciding to go to the cross for me and you, crying out for help. And we can cry out to our Father like that. But it says here, the Spirit Himself, and I want us to read that where Jesus talked about that, but we're going to come back to that. But I want to continue to read here real quick. The Spirit Himself testifies together with our own spirit. He's talking to our spirit and giving us the assurance or assuring us that we are children of God. And if we are His children, then we are heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His inheritance with Him. Only we must share His suffering if we are to share His glory. But what of that? For I consider, now, you know, let's just stop right there. People talk, well, you've been talking about having a good life and there it says we have to suffer. Well, we have to do our part of the suffering. Jesus's part was to die, to be sick, to be poor, the Bible says, to be stripped of everything, to be, he gave His body to sickness, to sin, to everything that you and I might be free from it. That was His part. So that's not our part to suffer through. I tell you, our part to suffer through is just believing it, standing on it. Actually, the Bible really talks about our labor is to enter in the rest that Jesus gave us. Our labor, He said in John 6, was to believe. That's our suffering. And you know what? Sometimes that feels like suffering. It's like The circumstances are so in your face that you have to force yourself, that you've already, and you have to choose to believe what God's word says. You know, that's where even Jesus suffered like that in the garden. That circumstance that he was facing was so hard, he sweat blood over that decision to not consult his own will, but just to do what the Father asked him to do. So he showed us how to do that. In fact, he told Peter, he said, if you'll watch, you won't enter into temptation. He showed, if Peter had watched, like he said, he would have seen how Jesus overcame that. Because Jesus is a great example of us, of how we have to suffer, not in the cross, but in the determination to not consult our own will, but to do what, and to be led. That's our part of the suffering, is being led, staying in that place. And he says, but what of that? For I consider the suffering of this present time, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us, for us, and conferred on us. What's he talking about? The suffering of the determination in your life to be led by God, the determination to live the life that he planned for you, the choices that you have to make, standing through things, not doing things the world's way, but following and being led by God, is not worthy to, the suffering of that is not worthy to be compared to being manifested as the Son of God, with his Spirit on you, his Spirit working in you, even showing the world that you belong to him. And then it goes on to say, all creation is waiting expectantly, and it longs for us, sons, to be made known. So, you know, what we have to go through, you can't compare to the greatness of being shown as a son or daughter of God. But we're not in this on our own. I'm going to go back to my New Living. We're not in this on our own. We talked yesterday about the Holy Spirit helping us. He helps us when we pray. When he prays through us, he's praying in harmony with that good plan that God has. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit never has you pray in an opposite direction of what God's plan is for you. So when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying out God's will. And in the middle of that, he's making everything, causes everything, verse 28, to work together for the what? Do you see that word we've been talking about all week? For the good. His idea of good. Our idea of good might be, well, God can take something bad and turn it around. Yes, he can. He can take something bad and turn it around for good. But you better believe that. Now, he's done it for me many times. But this really is talking about, he makes things, circumstances, angelic hosts, things work together to bring about that good plan in your life, to bring about that good thing that he designed. Because you love him and you're called according to his purpose, what is that? That's being led. If you love God, you obey him. And if you're called according to his purpose, you're not doing your own thing. You're being led. You're being led in that good plan. Is that connecting? I want that to really connect. If it's not, just take a moment and just pray in the Spirit and let him connect that on the inside of you. For God knew his people in advance. He chose them. He chose you to be like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn. He chose me and you to be like Jesus. He made that his plan for you, is that you would be like Jesus, and that would make Jesus not the only son of God. That would make Jesus the firstborn among many, me and you, brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, that's us, having chosen me and you, he called them, or us, to come to him. He has called us. Say, he's called me. Say, God, you've called me? He said, of course I've called you. I've got a plan for you to fulfill, and I've equipped you to live it out. It says he's called you to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. Having called you, he made you able to sit right down with him and to walk in partnership with him. Isn't that good news? Having given you right standing, He gave them His glory. This is God's plan for you. This is the kind of fellowship and place that God wants us to walk in. He has sent His Spirit to the inside of us. Galatians 4. Let's, you know, real quick, hold your place there in Romans and look in Galatians 4 and see what He says about His Spirit. Galatians 4 and verse 6 says, verse 4 says, when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent Him. He sent Him. See, this is repeated. Romans is repeated right here. That first part of Romans 8 we read yesterday. He sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, or slaves to sin, so that He could adopt us as His very own children. And because we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you're His child, God has made you His heir. I wrote down a scripture here too, James chapter 4. Let's go look at that real quick. James chapter 4. We might come back to that again later, but I'm prompted to kind of take us there now. James chapter 4. Isn't this exciting to know that you're the son or daughter of God and you start thinking, well, my life ought to look better than it does. Exactly. You are His son. You are His daughter. It says here, let me read this again in Galatians 4. Because we're His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father, prompting us to begin to look at Him for things, prompting us to begin to look at Him as our source and look at Him as the source of our life and stop making decisions on our own. Stop thinking, I'm alone in this life. You know, in James chapter 4, it says here, what is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. You don't cry, Abba, Father, I have need. Abba, Father, help me. You know what this sounds like to me in James chapter 4? A bunch of orphans. Orphans who have to scheme to get what they need. Orphans who have to scheme and fight for a piece of bread. You know, sometimes you think about orphans in third world countries and orphans in poor places where there's not enough. They have to fight to get what they need. That's not us, folks. We've been given the Spirit that prompts us to call, Abba, Father, I have a daddy, and He loves me. That's what God wants you to be, your heart cry. That's the kind of connection that God wants you to have. Why? So you can live what comes up next here. It says, and I'm back in Romans 8. I know I'm skipping around, but back in Romans 8:31, it says, what will we say about such wonderful things as this? You remember He said, having called you, He has given you right standing and given you His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, if my Father is for us, if my Abba, my Daddy is for me, then who can stand up against me? Who can be against me? Since my Daddy did not even spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He give us everything else? What can be left out of that? If God gave you Jesus to purchase you so that you could be just like Jesus to Him and to be His son and daughter, if God gave that to you, what could He hold back? Would you say, would you picture Him saying, yes, well, I'll give you my son, but paying your rent this much, that's just way too much. Getting you a new house, providing a new job, providing for your children, that's way too much. I can't do that. No, our daddy doesn't say that. Can you imagine going to him and wanting the healing of your child and the father saying, well, you know, I gave you Jesus, but healing your child, that's just way too much to ask. You don't expect that from your earthly daddy, and you shouldn't expect it from your heavenly daddy. You know, your earthly daddy, if he's a good one, he would move heaven and earth to get you what you need. And we're talking about the Father God, the creator of heaven and earth, who if you mess up the plan so bad, he can just make a new one. He's a creator. And that's what the kind of trust and love that he wants you to have and walk with in him. And you know, it goes on to talk about, you know, what could separate us from the love of God. Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or we're persecuted or we're in danger? He says, no. Despite all these things that might try to come at you, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Jesus is the one who gave his life to be able to make you, as we read in Ephesians 2:10, born anew into what God has planned for you. Born anew into the ability to walk with your Father and have that kind of love relationship, knowing that he loves you. He loves you not based on what you do, not based on what you did, not based on how good your life is right now or how bad it might be. He loves you. He just loves you. And he has that desire for you to walk with him. And as we found out in the Word, you have to be led by him. You have to listen to him. You have to let him call the shots in your life and stop trying to do things your own way. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Relationships should be rich and rewarding, godly connections that spur us on to great things. All around us are strained or failed relationships, but with God, that doesn't have to be our story. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together two great resources in the Power of Love package. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Relationship Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last, and Kelly Copeland Swisher's teaching on Custom Fit for You, discovering God's unique plan for your life. Learn God's purpose for relationships and how to make them successful in the Relationship Lifeline Kit. This interactive study will equip and encourage you to improve every relationship. Use the lessons, scripture cards, and worship music to build your faith and transform your relationships. The Custom Fit for You teaching reveals God's unique plan for your life. It will inspire you to take off the limits and experience the joy that comes from living the life He designed just for you. Start your journey toward building relationships that last with the Power of Love package. Order the Power of Love package today for just $20 and enjoy a special savings of 30%. This package includes your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and a CD by Kelly Copeland Swisher entitled Discovering God's Unique Plan for Your Life. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. You may call or write to us today. For these and other Kenneth Copeland Ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
Get your hands on our product offer this week, the Power of Love package. We've got our Lifeline Kit, Building Relationships That Last, and a teaching that I did called Custom Fit for You, Discovering God's Unique Plan for Your Life. So get your hands on these things so that you can begin to walk further and deeper and make these things, this relationship with God and with others, a daily part of your life. So order yours today. I want to pray for you today. So bow your head and join me and join in agreement. Really listen to what I'm praying and on purpose agree with it. Father, we just thank you for that place you've called us to. Lord, no matter how far-fetched it seems to us, that you have a good plan. No matter how far-fetched it might seem to someone, that you want to walk hand in hand with us. Even confirming the words that come out of our mouth, we ask you to show us, reveal it to us, Lord. But today, right now, we choose to believe your word. We choose to believe that you love us so much. We choose to believe that you want to manifest yourself in our daily life. So here we are, Lord. We present ourselves to you. We say yes to you. And we thank you, Lord, for taking our lives and healing us, setting us free, changing our families. Lord, I thank you for changing circumstances in our viewer's life today. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, to get deeper into the Word of God, you can come to meetings. We have meetings. We're the most meeting people you'll ever see. But when we meet, God shows up. He's always there, and He's bringing miracles, healing. The Word is given. We have our Southwest Believers Convention starting Monday, July 4th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas. And then my husband, Dr. Stephen Swisher, and I will be hosting the Behind the Mission in Sea Caucus September the 16th through the 17th. That's in New Jersey. We'd love to see you there. We'll be ministering healing on Saturday. My dad, Kenneth Copeland, will be preaching live on Friday night. It's going to be a wonderful time and a great opportunity to get in the Word. So for all that information or any other meeting, go to kcm.org. You know, also look on there about the Kenneth Copeland Scholars. You need to check that program out if you want to go further in your studies with God. So join us again tomorrow. We love you. We appreciate you. This is Kelly Copeland Swisher reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, along with United Theological Seminary, is presenting a great opportunity. Why would you want to take it?
I see it as an opportunity to I see Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland as being barrier breakers or generals in the faith, and really to have the opportunity to be a part of that and to have them teach, minister to us on a more intimate level. I just think that in a sense they're passing the baton. Not that they're not in it anymore, in the race anymore, but they're passing the baton to the next generation and helping to equip us and disciple us into doing the same type of ministry. And that's why I wanted to be a part of it.
You can be a part of that preparation and equipping too. Log on to kcm.org today to learn more about the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Doctoral Program through United Theological Seminary. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
What can mess you up? What has the right or the place to mess you up? What can come between you and the love of God? Nothing.